T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
2 down, 2 to go. Welcome into our third hour here of Sports Talk on WWL, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrett, getting ready to get our view from Vegas with Vegas Runner here shortly. But how about the miscellaneous prop bets that you can wager on? Will a player be arrested in Miami after the game? Will there be a powder?
How about before the game? Can
you? Yeah, remember that happened.
I was there.
Yeah,
when the Falcons were playing John Elway and the Broncos.
Eugene. Anyway, let's get to the stuff that matters. Vegas Runner, TheBigMoves.com, pro better and handicapper. VR, how are you?
Never better, baby. It's the calm before the storm. Props came out today. This evening, on about an hour or two, the Westgate will release the biggest prop board that comes out here in Vegas. They do it every year. It's a thick book of pages of probably every prop you could come up with. So bettors will be down there in full force tonight. Over the next couple days, you'll start to see those prop lines settle down. And next week, we'll be firing in all cylinders, man. A big week out here in Vegas.
VR, do you fool with prop bets?
Yeah. Last year, I had more money on props than I did the game, to be honest with you. There was just more value there. I mean, I love betting the Super Bowl, don't get me wrong. Even as a bettor that bets for, you know, make a living, I still have a little gamble in me. I still enjoy gambling. And when it comes to the Super Bowl, a lot of times that's exactly what we're doing on the side in total. I mean, by this time of the year, we've pretty much seen everything. And when it comes to the Super Bowl, you have 2 weeks leading up to the game. So any piece of information is going to be factored into that betting line. It's really hard to find any edge in a game like this because, again, once info is factored into the betting line, there's really no value to be had. And then it's just a simple case of whether you had good luck and cashed your ticket or bad luck and trashed your ticket. And that's what it usually comes down to with the Super Bowl. But the prop bets are a different animal. You know, I always say you want to know where a casino or sportsbook's vulnerable, just ask what the betting limits are. And there's a reason they'll take, you know, $1 million bet on either San Francisco or Kansas City to win the Super Bowl, but they won't take more than 2,000 on a prop bet right now. So, they're very beatable. And year in and year out, that's where most of the betting syndicates make their money when it comes to the Super Bowl.
VR, I'm looking at some of the props, and it's who will show cleavage during the performance? Both? J-Lo only? Shakira only? Neither. I mean, people are going to put money on this?
Yeah, those are more the entertainment props. Vegas, we don't allow that here in Nevada. Okay. Anything that people vote on, anything that isn't 100% confirmable, you know, they won't take a bet on it. You know, other offshore, they'll do that. They put up as many creative props as they could think of to get attention towards their sports book. And to protect themselves, they'll just put real small limits. Like, if you check that bet, I would say they don't take more than $100, maybe $200 max on it. You see that all the time, you know, different real creative sportsbook managers coming up with a prop bet. And even if they may price it, it's not going to cost their shop too much money because they're not going to book a lot of action and the limit isn't going to be too high. And it gets them a bunch of publicity for, you know, like you said, being creative, putting out a prop about cleavage, and we're all talking about it. So you're going to see a lot of that over the next 10 days for sure.
Now, VR, you know, the election is just around the corner when you think about whenever it's, you know, within the 2020 year. Political-related props as far as prop bets, what is your take on that? I think you can go anywhere from, you know, President Trump to an individual that has resources in Michael Bloomberg.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not a political guy, and to be honest with you, I don't even have a dog in that fight. I just, if my life gets better over your 4 years, then you're my guy. If it gets worse, then you're not. But to be honest with you, just seeing all this stuff over and over on TV almost makes you want to support, be a Donald Trump supporter. You know, I mean, as difficult as that sounds to be, defend them. But it's just every day, over and over and over and over, the same stuff for 3 years. You kind of get sick of it after a while. So I would say correlate it with him, because from everything that's coming out, it seems like they don't have anyone on the other side that's going to compete yet.
Now, VR, I want your take on this. It's like basically flip a coin, pick 'em type game. And I mean, I don't know. How did all of a sudden the Chiefs become a one-point favorite? Because I think, is it all because of Pat Mahomes? I think the 49ers are a better team.
So. I'm really so glad you asked that question, because so many people have been wondering that. And a perfect example is last week, after the AFC and NFC championships were final, a good friend of mine was in the sports book watching the games on the strip where there were so many recreational bettors, a lot of tourists there. When the games were over, prior to the Super Bowl line going up in that sports book, he's like, I started asking people, what do you think the line's going to be? And he said, not one person made Kansas City the favorite. Everyone said San Francisco around a field goal favorite. Well, I'll tell you what, prior to the AFC and NFC championship games, you could already bet the Super Bowl. The betting line was already up for the four possible matchups. And the betting line for Kansas City versus San Francisco was Kansas City -1 and the over-under 50.5. Now, Kansas City took care of business. San Francisco looked better in taking care of business. You know, they went from pillar to post, never found themselves behind. So the books adjusted a little bit. Instead of making Kansas City one, they brought it out kind of at a pick 'em and said, well, let the bettors decide. And right away it went up to Kansas City -2, and then it went back down. So, I mean, it really hasn't moved much as far as the side goes.
Right.
They're kind of letting us, the market, decide. And what you got to remember, unless it gets to 3, which it's not going to happen, these are really dead numbers. They don't really matter much. Whether you make San Francisco a one-point favorite or Kansas City a one-point favorite, it really doesn't matter in a big sample size
right.
sense. Not enough games land on 1 point. But the total they adjusted, that's up to 54 now. And it's probably just going to go even higher. There is where I think it's possibly nothing more than recency bias. Everyone saw a lot of points being scored last Sunday, and you're thinking points for the Super Bowl, and books have had to adjust. So right now, they're getting good two-way action on the side, which is expected, but they're getting a lot of one-sided money on the over, meaning, you know, for every one bet on the under, they're writing 10 tickets on the over.
Vegas runner, pro bettor, and handicapper at thebigmoves.com. Sit tight. We're going to get your best plays for Super Bowl Sunday, at least the prop bets, if you want to do some of that, if you don't mind. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, our view from Vegas. We're pro bettor and handicapper at thebigmoves.com, at @Greek_gambler. For my money, or at least in my opinion, the guy, Vegas runner, VR. Let's start with some prop bets that I don't know if you've placed them already, but ones that you might be eyeing that you like that you would be willing to share.
Yeah, here's what I'm going to let your listeners know. Here's how you're going to make money betting the props this Super Bowl. You want to stay away from the nose. The nose, you want to look at the nose and avoid the yeses. The yeses usually come with plus money. And those are usually aimed at the recreational bettors that want to put up a little money to win a lot. They'll bet that there is a missed extra point. They'll bet that there is an overtime. They'll bet that there is a 2-point conversion. You get plus money on those bets, but they rarely come through, meaning that the return you get for the bet You just don't get true value for it at all. You're much better betting the no, even though it's chalky. Now, most of the bet that I make every Super Bowl, and now I'll say it. This has been kind of secret for a number of years. It's been profitable for the last decade, pretty much every Super Bowl. And I did it last year, and I think I hit like 11 out of 12 tickets. And it was I bet every player when it's asked, will this, you know, will he score a touchdown? I bet no on every single player. Because when the game's all said and done, very few guys actually score. Sometimes you'll even get a Super Bowl where, you know, it's the same wide receiver or the same running back that scores the right two or three touchdowns that get scored in that game. And no one else even reaches the end zone. That's been a very profitable bet, betting the no on whether a player will score a touchdown or not. For me, that's been money every single year. And I'm telling you, as soon as I get in front of a betting window with those props up, I'm going to bet no on every single one that no player scores a touchdown. And then, especially with this Super Bowl, I can tell you now, you may want to sit back a little bit for the props and kind of next week around this time, Thursday, Friday, leading into Saturday, start looking for under bets because you're going to see a ton of over money from recreational bettors on all these props. You're going to see them betting yardage over, completions over, receptions over, rushes over, and you're going to want to have some money on those unders because those prices are so jacked up. There's such a premium attached to them. This is the one game where the books don't care about the wise guys. They don't care about how much money the sharps make because they know that the public money outweighs it by such a huge amount. It's just a drop in the bucket what the wise guys do. So they've realized let's focus on the 99%. And that's why you're able to take advantage of these props. And that's why I say most betting syndicates, that's where they do their damage, by betting these no's, by betting these unders after the recreational bettors go to the window and bet the yeses and the overs. And like I said, bet no on every player to not score a touchdown. It's worked for me over the last couple years, dating back. Now, as far as the game goes, I'm going to make it easy, man. Now, as far as the side, I lean Kansas City. I do. I think they're the better team. But I think the spread's right. I don't think there's much line value there. I think Kansas City should be around a two-point favorite. So there's no line value on that handicap. But I do think there's line value and the handicap makes sense on the total. And that's the under. The only question I'm trying to determine is when I'm going to bet it. How high is it going to get? Right now, the best I could get is 54.5. I had told myself if I see a 55, I'm betting under. I'm hoping it gets to 55. I'm hoping it gets above 55 so I could get even a better number on the under. And here's why. If you look at the San Francisco 49ers, only one time all season, one time has the total been above 50 this entire season. And that was week one against Tampa Bay. And that game stayed under. And I know Kansas City, you think of them as a high-scoring offense, a potent machine. Well, guess what? Over the final 6 weeks of the season, only two times, if the total was 54, will they have gone over. If you look at their totals over the last 6 weeks, only once was it even above 48.5. And now we're looking at 54s and probably higher. So they've really over-adjusted, and it's warranted because the money keeps coming in on the over, so I don't blame them. So for me, my money's going to be on the under. I feel confident that I have the best of it, and hopefully it goes my way. Now, again, like I say, anything could happen in one football game, and this could end up being, you know, 48-49 final. But I do think that the line's way off. I think this total should be around 50. And anytime I could get that many points better, I'm going to bet it. So I'll be on the under for sure on Super Bowl Sunday.
Now, VR, looking at the quarterback position, and I know you've probably elaborated on this, who's playing, who's not playing as far as the spread. And right now, with the Chiefs being a one-point favorite, I want you to speculate or just explain to the audience. So I'm looking at Pat Mahomes right now. with 11 postseason touchdown passes, not a single interception. He's even led the Chiefs in rushing the last 2 weeks. And then you look at Jimmy G on the other side. This is the playoffs, and this is modern-day football. 208 yards total, only 17 of 27, interception, a touchdown. I mean, this is unbelievable. Look, threw the ball 8 times against the Packers, the third fewest by a team in a playoff game since at least 1940. Only the Dolphins threw it less in a playoff with 6 and 7 attempts on the way to when they won their Super Bowl title back in the 73 season. So the point being, I'm looking at Garoppolo, completed 6 of those throws for 77 yards, only 8 attempts. Looking at that quarterback position, does Pat Mahomes have that much stroke? Because I just think the overall team of the 49ers is better. You might not agree with that, but what if you put Pat Mahomes on the 49ers? Now, I'm living in a fantasy world. Pat Mahomes on the 49ers and Jimmy G on the Chiefs, what would the spread be?
I would make the 49ers the favorite. Just from what we saw, from the body of work to date. Again, Garoppolo was there in the Super Bowl, sat on the bench, you know, has that slight experience because he at least was there around all that hoopla. But with that said, you could just tell by the odds on what the Super Bowl MVP is going to be. Mahomes is a favorite. You have to put up 145 to win 100 that Mahomes is this year's Super Bowl MVP. Everyone else, you're getting a return, meaning Garoppolo, you put 100 up on him, you get back 250. You know, on Patrick Mahomes, you got to put up 150 to get your 100. Yeah, it shows that if Kansas City wins, they expect Mahomes to have a big, big day. Where with San Francisco, if you look at who the MVP is, Garoppolo's, you know, 3-1, Mostert's 6-1, Kittle's 12-1. They could get it done even if Garoppolo doesn't light it up. I think that's what those MVP odds reflect. Right. Where with Kansas City, it's if Mahomes has a big day, they win. If he doesn't, they're not getting it done. Because after Mahomes, the next Chief favored to win the MVP is at about 20-1.
Whoa.
And that's Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce.
Vegas runner, the bigmoves.com pro bettor and handicapper there in VR. Just got to ask you, what'd you think of Zion last night in his debut?
Woo! Man, listen, there's a lot of pressure when that happens. I'll tell you that. And there were sharp guys saying, you know, I'm going to bet against New Orleans. I'm going to bet against New Orleans because everybody's going to be on New Orleans, you know, with the return. And that's what all the talk was yesterday. And it came out through, you know, Spurs ended up covering, but he still was impressive, man. I mean, listen, he has all the makings of a stud. The question is, could he stay healthy? You know, we've seen it with big men for years in the NBA, decades, you know, coming out of college, they're amazing, but it's, can they stay healthy? You know, once you get over that 7-foot range, that becomes the issue, I believe. So if he can stay healthy, there's a big future for him and that franchise.
VR, it became official yesterday, I believe, that the Raiders are officially now the Las Vegas Raiders. What's the buzz been?
My friend, you're seeing it everywhere here in Las Vegas, and they're working hard to get that stadium ready for September, that's for sure.
So VR, you got a little place close to your heart? You got some Raider gear or what?
For sure. I kind of took the pennants down off my wall when I was a child, but I love it. Having a pro franchise here, absolutely I'll be rocking that Raider gear for sure. I'll bet against them if there's value the other way, don't get me wrong, but still, I want to see them do well for our city.
It was good
when the Knights did,
yeah,
you
the
know,
Knights,
when the Knights
right.
made that Stanley Cup run. It was amazing out here.
VR, finally, man, the draft is going to be there.
Yeah, they're
closing down the strip, I heard, right? For the draft?
It is going to be on the Bellagio Lake. If you've been to Las Vegas, you've seen the fountains at the Bellagio.
Right.
And that is where they are going to set up that stage. And rumor has it they are going to rowboat the players to the stage. So it will be a spectacle, man. Leave it to Vegas. That's what's good. With this stadium opening, expect a lot of college sports to be played here, a lot of championship games and stuff like that. I think you're going to see a lot more sporting events here in Las Vegas because it's a great resort town. Why wouldn't you want to come see your team play when they're in Las Vegas?
I can promise you the Raiders are on the Saints schedule. I can promise you the Saints Saints fans are going to be traveling out to
our
Vegas.
Our city will be filled with New Orleans people. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Now, VR, what are the odds? Because I know they have to have odds on this, and I think, boy, that would bring excitement. It'd be like Hollywood. I know it's not Hollywood. That's in Los Angeles. But Tom Brady. What do you think? Tom Brady stays with the Patriots? Does he go to the Chargers and try to get people in L.A. to welcome the Chargers' new stadium? And obviously, what would Tom Brady do? You might say, well, I think Gruden's going to go with Derek Carr, but just a guy, the skin's on the wall, Tom Brady with the Las Vegas Raiders, is that maybe a possibility?
That's out here, I'll tell you what, that's what people are hoping. It's kind of like that rumor that deep down you know it's not true, but you almost wish it was. You know, like you hear it about somebody and you know it's not true, but you kind of wish it was. And this is one of those rumors where, with Dana White's connection in the UFC, and he kind of hinted something on Twitter,
right,
and that got everyone excited because they know his relationship with the New England Patriots and Tom Brady, obviously. And that got people really excited when they saw Brady at the UFC this weekend here. And in that, in Dana's suite, people
right.
got real excited. But I don't know, man. I think it's a long shot. I think San Diego would probably be first. I think that's in his heart. And with them opening up like we're doing. But I would love to see him come out here. Can you imagine the excitement
right.
and what would happen?
Vegas runner. Pro better and handicapper at thebigmoves.com. We'll talk to you next week and talk action actually on the game.
Yes, sir. Thanks, fellas. Enjoy the games and make some money this weekend.
All right,
indeed.
VR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.